Welcome back to another episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. Zeke here.
And your co-host, Oscar. But before we get into it, please note that nothing in this podcast should ever be considered as personal financial advice.
Of course, if that is what you are seeking, reach out. We'll get you in touch with the correct professionals. Get the job done properly.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's get into it.
Today's a very special and unique episode of the Finance Bible Podcast. It's actually a Q&A with one of our clients, Heath. So we've helped Heath in the last few years with our company Asset Road, helping him source investment properties and building his wealth. And in the interview here, Zeke's asking him a few questions on his experience, what he felt went well, what he felt we were able to assist him the best way, and also a bit of advice for anyone else who is, you know, perhaps thinking about jumping into investing, but not quite sure. If you're wanting to actually watch this interview as well, we've got a couple different reels on our Instagram, the Asset Road Instagram account of the interview, and more will be going up in the next couple of weeks. But if not, enjoy the 7 to 8 minute podcast, and we'll see you on the other side.
Before meeting the team at Asset Road, did you have anything in place for retirement yourself?
I did, but like everyone else, it's superannuation. So I wouldn't say it should be the only approach. And that's what probably prompted me to reach out to the boys at Asset Road to talk to them about what my next financial position should be, solely because I don't think you should rely on superannuation.
And so knowing that, how did you feel about actually reaching retirement and the comfortability of that before meeting us?
Mixed, because as a lot of people know, superannuation is can be a moving target. So just a fixed using your standard super, whoever your employer's through, etc., and just putting faith in that, it's not necessarily the best approach, I wouldn't say. And so as a result of that, I was unsure. To be honest, because once you hear or follow politics and you see the kind of rules that are in place and how the guidelines change, I think there is a little bit of trepidation or anxiety around what super looks like in 5-10 years. It can look completely different from what it looks like today, and not always for the better. So putting your faith in someone else rather than putting the control in your own hands, I think can be a little bit dicey.
You mentioned a bit of anxiety in terms of, you know, where your superannuation might be. How do you feel Asset Road actually helped you personally?
Well, I got a better position of where I would be. I got some forecasting done in terms of where I would be with my current superannuation situation and my current contributions versus what it would be like to try a different approach, which is the approach that Asset Road were discussing. And it made me feel a whole lot better in terms of, while it's not concrete in terms of what the position I'll be in the future, it's certainly a lot better than the path that I'd be looking at from a superannuation point of view. I got a better understanding of what I'd be surviving on from even just an ongoing income when I retire. And versus Asset Road, it was definitely a much better option to look at the Asset Road option, because it was far better, in fact, double, with very little input from myself or a whole lot more effort.
And for people that are out there sitting on the fence, a bit nervous about talking to a professional like the team at Asset Road, what piece of advice would you give them?
Just reach out. And look, Asset Road were great. Reach out, ask the question. It's obligation free. They'll do a whole lot of work for you and give you an understanding of even just a high level position of where you could be at versus where you're at today. It doesn't matter what age you are either. They can give you a better view. But however, the earlier you get in, the better. And I wish I had done this 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but you know, we're at where we're at. But I can safely say that I'm really comfortable with where I'm headed, so that's really good. So just reach out to the Asset Road team and ask them the question, what do you think I can do with what I've got at the moment versus where I could be in 10, 15 years, and see for yourself.
And finally, do you have any words of wisdom or tips that you'd want to share with anyone out there just from yourself?
take control of your own finances, I think, and get some help. We're not taught these things in school necessarily, some are, but what I would really suggest is seek out a professional. It helps, it really does. And just getting the advice and the consultation is hugely important, because it's Asset Road and the professionals there, the consultants, they're living and breathing it versus you who are managing your own career and may not have time for you to delve into the world of finances as well. So just reach out and speak to them and see what they can do for you.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you know exactly what to do. Hit that follow button, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. Also share it to friends, family, co-workers, whoever you think may benefit from it. But unfortunately, it's the end, and we'll see you next week.